Hi, I'm Tweak, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. As Hosoda's excellent film, Summer Wars, begins, the large Shinoichi clan is gathering to celebrate the matriarch Sakai's 90th birthday. 17-year-old Kenji, who's not a family member, attends after being invited by one, the beautiful Natsuki. He's welcomed by the clan, but there's a family member that arrives who is not. Wobisuke, who comes unexpectedly after a 10-year absence, is received angrily by seemingly the entire clan, by everyone except Natsuki and the stern Sakai, who calmly, if not warmly, accepts his presence. Still, we know that Wobisuke's sin runs deep, and Sakai eventually explodes, quite literally and menacingly threatening his life. During the course of the film, we become privy to what it is that Wobisuke has done to incur such wrath. His first sin is not of his own choice. He's the illegitimate child of Sakai's deceased husband. The second has to do with something the Jinoichis think he could have helped. Years prior, Wobisuke took his inheritance and sold it, using the proceeds to fund his education in America. This left the family aghast. How could this child, never really part of the family in the first place, take a portion of their precious remaining funds and use it for himself? Unforgivable. It does sound unforgivable, especially for a family that is all about family. But it's not an unfamiliar story, not for Christians at least. In Luke 15:11-32, Jesus tells the story of a young man who did something similar. Even while his father remained alive, the man asked for his inheritance early and squandered it on wild living in a land far away. Like Wobisuke, he created bitterness in his own family as expressed by his brother. How could he have treated his father like that, to trade selfless love for selfish desires? Just as the brother was incensed at the prodigal's actions, the Jinoichi family is irate with Wobisuke, and especially because a series of events further discredits him. The family discovers that Wobisuke is responsible for the creation of Love Machine, an AI wreaking havoc across the globe. More personally, the AI indirectly causes Sakai's death, though a slightly more direct cause may be the stress he himself put upon his grandmother the night before she passed. He not only has slighted the family, but he's now also responsible for the death of their beloved matriarch. Just as with the prodigal's brother, the Jinoichis are justified in their anger. But Sakai's response in death, through a letter she left behind, takes the clan by surprise. She writes, "And grant me this, if Wobisuke should ever make his way back home, he's been gone 10 years and counting now, so who's to say that day will ever come, but if he does, I'm sure he'll be hungry. He never kept proper care of himself, and probably won't have been eating right, so let him have as many vegetables from the fields as he wants, and the grapes and peaches too, he always loved those the best. I remember the day we first met. Even now it's clear as a bell. His little ears look just like my husband's, definitely his father's son. We walked through the field of morning glories, and I told him he would be our child from that day forward. He didn't say a single word, but his hand wrapped all but tighter around my finger. I was so happy to be giving him the family that he needed. I like to think he could feel happiness radiating off of me. Never turn your back on family, even if they hurt you." And he did hurt them. He hurt Sakai with his decisions in life, with how he treated her, and yet her final words are a welcome home to him. Just the same as the prodigal's father, who runs to the son and yells for a fattened calf to be prepared for a meal. Like Sakai, he celebrates the homecoming with a feast, saying, "Welcome home." Sometimes the guilt of our actions haunts us. We have never created an AI that wreaks havoc across the internet, or been a particular source of drama to our families, probably. But we've all done wrong. Each of us has sinned, and we may be holding on to feelings of guilt or sadness or despair, a feeling that we're unworthy, that we don't belong. But that's not the way of the Father. I may have taken my inheritance and gone my own way, but my Father welcomes me back. He treats me like family even when I hurt him, even though he need not be responsible for me. We are illegitimate, defective, traitors. But through God's love, and by Christ's final breaths, he tells us what Sakai does to Wobisuke as well. "Welcome to the feast. Come celebrate. Enjoy my riches. You are part of this family. You are my child. You are loved." That's all we have time for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos, hit subscribe wherever you're listening. You can also join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tweak for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, Bangarang.